All right, this is Steven for MemeAndMeaning.com. And today, we'll discuss the importance of making your goals social, or at least to some extent, social. Not as an end-all, be-all, but as a complement to increase your motivation to help you find new people that are more aligned with whatever you're doing. Now, per usual, I'll probably just start talking about this from my own experience. Meditation is just increasingly more important to me. Especially the past few months, I've taken it to another level way more seriously, despite having doing it for a couple of years now. And one thing that has really helped with that, that has helped me keep a consistent, long daily practice, has been my also consistent weekly meditation class that I've started. And there's always new people popping in and out, but there's a couple regulars. And not that we're really close at this point, but I spent some time with them outside of class, and it just, in all, it's motivating. It helps me, like, it reinforces that this is a good thing to be doing. It sort of gives me insight to what other people are experiencing, and I can learn from whatever they're going through. And it just sort of boosts my morale around the whole practice. And I think in general, this is probably just an important thing to do for any goal or practice or habit that you want to take seriously, that you really want to show in terms of results in the long run. You know, maybe you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to start a business, or you're trying to do better in school, or whatever the hell you're doing. Creating some sort of social component as a complement to your diligence is just very helpful. And like I said, it's not going to be able to replace the diligence you have to, you know, muster from within yourself on your own time. And probably doing something like making a habit entirely social, I don't know if that's good for the long term, because people come and go, people move. Sorry, very tired. people stop. Maybe people stop whatever thing you're sort of gathering around. And so in that respect, it's not going to solve everything. It's not going to do things for you, per se. But for example, let's just consider this right here. Me talking into this microphone and trying to get something of value out. So far, it's a thing I'm doing completely alone. And yet one has to wonder if it would exponentially grow in terms of quality. If I began to meet with other people who are doing the same thing, and we bounce ideas off each other, and I learn from them, and I probably practice in front of them, and all this different stuff. And that's the value of something like Toastmasters, or any sort of group like that. And, you know, in saying that, it sounds like an excellent idea. But man, my time this month and coming up is just so spread thin. Which is something I don't recommend doing. But due to some things, it's just turned out to be what has to happen. But without digressing into that, the other component that is maybe just peripherally related is the component of changing up your friend group. Now, I love my friends. We're all friends from high school. But on a very real level, I feel like I kind of need to move on. I kind of need to find people who are more aligned with what I'm actually trying to do and what has kept me and my current friends together all this time has been music. And yet the band is coming to an end again that we're all in together. And though it's hard to admit this kind of to myself and probably to them, it's just important for me to focus on both myself and some new kinds of people. And chances are, if you're trying to do something and you're having an issue doing it, you're probably surrounded with people who also aren't doing that thing and who also struggle with that similar kind of thing. Or at least struggle in some ways that you do. And though it hurts, though it's sad to sort of let people go, I don't think you have to let them go completely, but in a substantial way, though that's rather sad, it just may be necessary. Like, if you want to take this work seriously, you want to take yourself far more sincerely, and the other people around you just aren't doing that, they're not interested in doing that, it's not on their radar, it's not something that they can relate to, well then your relationship with them, no matter how hard you try, is going to be constrained in terms of what you can talk about, what you can do, what you'll be interested in doing, because that'll just become more and more contrary to the things you want. And with your own limited time, you've really come to value it. And to spend it on those things that just really don't pay off or pan out in the long run. The kind of impatience or intolerance for that comes about. Personally for me, that just keeps happening more and more. And another thing that comes to mind when considering all this is how, or I guess it's sort of an implicit thing, but maybe it needs to be stated explicitly. You know, telling people what you're up to. And, you know, by going to a group, obviously, you're doing that. You're talking about it. you're discussing it. But, for example, with my current friends, they don't know anything about this. They don't know anything about, you know, my deep passion and love and commitment to personal development and an extraordinary existence here on this earth. And you know, on some level, I'm scared to tell them that because it could probably seem kind of arrogant or lofty. But we also have to kind of exude and express what we're doing because it's also important to understand that many people have things they want to do. They have dreams, if we want to use that cliche. And yet they're too scared due to the social pressures to do anything about them. And maybe it's sort of a very specific example, but in this meditation class, like, it sort of selects for very genuine and stand-up people. And I've gained much more value from it than really any other sort of social endeavor. And I've known about the thing for 2 years, and it's just only recently, in the past couple months, I've started going, which kind of kicking myself over. But, you know, that's just another reason why you shouldn't let yourself do that or do the same. Because whatever it is, whatever you're going for, you know, find some way to make it known, at least to some group of people, and talk with them about it, consult them about it. And even the people in my meditation group, they don't know that I'm doing this. Because again, just there's fear and doubt around it. And then I begin to wonder, like, well, if I can't even do these things, then what right do I have to even talk to you about it? Because my intention isn't to tell you to do anything. It's not what I'm trying to do here. It's just sort of to offer some support and hopefully nudge you in the direction that you already want to go or are looking to find. But at the same time, it may be useful for you to see someone in sort of the middle of it, because it can be pretty lonely. Hence why it's important to find some groups. And, I mean, if you're, I don't know, I consider myself an artist, and I consider myself a, I don't really like using the term or the phrase, but a seeker on some level. And that leads me to be extremely introverted. which I actually really enjoy. It's not it's not a hindrance to any extent. That's just sort of what the work I want to do requires is, well, you do a lot of practice, you do a lot of research, you do a lot of things on your own. And obviously it can become unhealthy to an extent if you take it to an extreme and you are starting to feel effects of it in your own life. But the same could be said for, you know, extreme extroversion. Likely you're not connecting with who you are on a values level. You know, if you're always out with people, if you're always hanging out, you're always doing things with people, and maybe you're doing big things with people, maybe you're executing on your life purpose and your, you know, your mission. But I think for everyone, it's important to have some amount of solitude to really ask big questions and calibrate your way of being in the world and to course correct, right? If you're doing something that you can tell just isn't fitting for you. And at the same time, you sort of need to bounce those ideas off people. Back on my end of things with strong introversion. So, as I was saying, like, there's just a lot of motivation that comes, and maybe a distinction can be made between motivation and accountability. Because when I go to this class, I don't feel like sit down to meditate, I don't think I should, like, I don't feel, oh, like, I gotta meditate so I can tell these people later that I meditated. That's not really my motivation at all, but, you know, accountability, I guess, comes in, and especially for other activities, that I know that's really important for people. But that could also be a trap. That could definitely be a trap in the sense that you're relying either completely or too much on external motivation, on the expectations of other people or whatever. Like, you, I think at the core and mostly you have to have something internally driving you, whether it be like, shit, man, I want and need better health, or like, I want to learn more about myself. I want to connect with myself on a deeper level. I want to create something beautiful. I want to move people with whatever I'm working on. I want to solve some giant problem. And I want, because I want less suffering in the world. It just hurts too much. You know, those kind of things are a lot more powerful than, like, oh, I gotta look good for this person. Or I have to sound right for this person, or I have to say the right things for this person, dress the right way, you know, whatever. Like, those things are only so helpful. And depending on what you're doing that they're related to, they could be just hurtful or harmful in the whole process. And if you have a lot of that, you really should reconsider, like, take another look at whatever you're trying to do. Like, for the longest time, I was trying to lose weight, despite being perfectly fine. And it was all based on external motivation. But there was no clear distinction in my mind. Like, there wasn't enough clarity to see, like, what is internal, what is external. It just all sort of blended together. And that's an interesting predicament to be in. If you kind of feel that way, it may also be the case that part of you knows that something's off. Knows that there's something with whatever you're doing that isn't in the right direction. Like, the whole time, like, since the first day I began eating way too little, and then every single, like, the whole time I had my eating disorder, I knew what the problem was. And I had a long discussion with myself about this last night. I knew the whole problem was just my relationship to myself and my unwillingness to accept my body as it is. You know, if you have genuine health concerns from, like, the amount of weight you're carrying, then, well, you're sort of in a different situation to some extent. But for me, like, I'm healthy, I eat a very healthy diet, I'm at a totally fine weight, and it's just a neurotic thing at that point. It's a very extreme hindrance. And hopefully, just maybe, you also see that whatever you're going for actually isn't the solution to the problem you're trying to solve. And getting out there maybe and telling other people about it. You know, releasing the truth. There's a saying or something, it's like, shame can't survive the light, or shame can't survive the truth, or something like that. And, you know, telling people things, you know, you may think that they're going to react negatively, but in general, like, if someone genuinely cares about you, they're probably going to support you, and they probably are going to know immediately what you should and shouldn't do in terms of, like, how you run your relationship with yourself. And if they do react negatively, well, it's likely you really got to cut that person out of your life to a great extent, until they are ready to approach things differently with you. And then again, you're left with, you may be left with a small, relatable social group. So, hence the importance of, again, finding some people that are oriented around a goal that you are. There's just so much that can be gained. And great connections that can be made. Very genuine connections. Because when you find a group that really strikes a chord with you, it's likely that you guys are more honest with each other. But you all are more vulnerable with each other. That's exactly what I've been doing with these guys. Like, we've also been going to a hippie sweat lodge, and you just get naked and you go in this dark sweat lodge and basically meditate or chant. It was a very new thing at first, and it's probably very weird from the outside, but it's a very genuine thing. I don't take any beliefs into it. There's very little expectation, but the act of, for me, being naked in front of other people, it's a very different thing that has taken me outside of my comfort zone and allowed me to be more honest and connect with these people in a more intimate way. And that's yet another digression, but I think you get the point. It's like just the importance of finding a group that you can relate to, that you can confide in to some extent, that you can bounce ideas off each other, learn from, be vulnerable with. Like, people don't have that usually. Most people don't have that, and they don't even think about it. It's not something they understand that could be valuable for them. You know, it's very easy to surround yourself with a group of people who are also hiding some aspect of themselves, or also drowning some aspect of themselves. And likely you can't even really fully see it in them. And that's exactly the point. It's a game of a group coming together and reinforcing each other's barriers of insecurity. And at the same time, those people, if you did open up, you'd probably have an amazing connection experience because you know them already on some level. You've probably seen like certain ways that they've you've probably seen them through some hard times, even if you didn't know the full extent of it. And I mean, life's hard for everyone. I think people forget that. And that's why they don't think they can be fully honest. That's why they don't think they can open up about certain things. Because they forget that the person sitting across from them, the group of people that they're with, they forget that they're all likely struggling in remarkably similar ways. And so if those people aren't ready to do this, if you are ready to, I just strongly encourage you to find some other kinds of people centered around the activity that you're trying to take more seriously in your life. And that doesn't mean you fully cut out those other people that were there prior in your life. Maybe it does mean that, but it doesn't inherently have to mean that. But obviously anything you do is time spent from other things that you could be doing. And so if you take time to be with these people, that's time you could have spent with your original group of friends. And so you're going to have to make the decision and really consider, like, which is more valuable. Which is more valuable for my own sanity and my own depth. And it really becomes apparent when your time is limited. I mean, it's always limited, but it's easy to think, or it's easy to get in the mindset of like killing time. Just something I could never relate to after reading Walden. There's one line in there where he says, if you could kill time without injuring eternity. And that has stuck with me so apparently. Never hear someone like, so I have time to kill. It's like, what? What do you mean you have time to kill? Like, you're going to die. You're going to die and you haven't done almost anything that you actually want to do. Don't tell me you have time to kill. And I mean, just, you really become to value your time when you have so little of it. Like right now I'm working and I'm going to school full time and I'm doing this, and I'm taking, like, doing these meditation classes, and I'm doing retreat at the end of October, and I'm trying to produce song after song after song. And it's a lot. And it is overwhelming to some extent, but it's also just, at this point, I just kind of laugh and I just take it as it comes. Because I don't really dislike any of it. School can be kind of pressing at times. But luckily, there is philosophy class. But yeah. My advice is that if you're struggling with making something stick in your life, if you're struggling with getting the results that you really want out of it, then you should find a group in person, ideally. But even if it's over Google Chat or Skype or whatever, that's actually still really valuable. You should find a group. You should commit to meeting with that group on a weekly basis or whenever they meet. And I guarantee that you will have a change of heart in relation to that thing that you're doing or trying to do. Meetup.com is great for that. Just look up, you know, Google. I mean, you have to take some initiative first. And it's going to be uncomfortable when you first show up. Like, it's new people. It's a new situation. It's sort of labeled, it's categorized as unknown in your mind. So expect some fear. Expect some doubt. But expect that with anything you're going to try to do. Expect that from anything that is actually going to take you somewhere. Or that has the potential to take you somewhere. So with all that said, with all my many tangents, I thank you. I thank all of the amazing people in my life and all the blessings that I have. And I wish you the absolute best in your endeavors, whatever they may be, however different they are from mine. Like, go for it. Just do something every day to move in the direction of that. Create a social component to it. And I promise only good things are going to come from that. Peace.